Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for March 21st, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. We finally know who Satoshi Nakamoto is. It must be Elon Musk. My proof? It is a well-known fact that Elon Musk has engaged in cannabis-themed, if not cannabis-smoked, humor. So what does this have to do with Satoshi? Musk offered to buy Twitter for $44 million, or $54.20 per share, with an emphasis on the 420. That number is associated with marijuana and April 20th, which is often considered the weed national holiday and is when Bitcoin is expected to experience its next halving event. Let's just say perhaps the smoke is beginning to clear around Satoshi, or a strange coincidence has occurred. ICE's Gordon Bennett shared on LinkedIn the results of a survey. ICE, in collaboration with the We Mean Business Coalition and Bain & Company, conducted a survey involving 180 executives from 27 countries across various sectors, revealing corporate perspectives on the carbon credit market. The findings suggest significant growth potential in market participation and investment if obstacles are mitigated through enhanced regulatory frameworks. Non-participating companies interested in entering the market would double from 22 to 50. Existing participants would boost their spending on carbon credits by up to 10% within 2 years. And a greater number of companies would establish both near-term, increasing from 32 to 50, and long-term climate targets from 37% to 56%. To download the full report, go to a link in today's newsletter. Options markets, originally designed for risk transfer and hedging, now reflect, quote, FOMO insurance, unquote, as the primary risk hedge in outperforming stocks, evident from the analysis of options skew in pricing data, according to a commentary from Steve Sosnick of Interactive Brokers. SIX welcomed over 44 exchanges to WFE Clear 2024 in Madrid, spanning 3 days. The event focused on central counterparties, regulatory hurdles, and DLT technology's impact. Javier Hernani of SIX emphasized the company's dedication to pioneering in the digital assets domain. Dora and Otis are dead. Thank goodness. The WMO, or the World Meteorological Organization, has retired Dora and Otis from its North Pacific hurricane names, Bloomberg reported. In October, Hurricane Otis, a Category 5 storm with 160 miles per hour, struck Acapulco, Mexico, resulting in at least 51 deaths, 34 missing, and $3.2 billion in damages, making it the Eastern Pacific's strongest landfall storm, according to the WMO. The name Dora was removed from the roster not due to direct damages, but due to its association with exacerbating Maui, Hawaii's deadly wildfires in August 2023 by strengthening trade winds, leading to over 100 deaths and numerous lawsuits against Hawaiian Electric Industries, Inc. Later today, we will publish our second video from our JLN Industry Leader Series, sponsored by Wedbush, from our FIA book coverage. This video is with Trading Technology CEO Keith Todd and COO Justin Llewellyn Jones. Look for it on johnlothiannews.com. The World Happiness Report 2024, published on March 20th, explores the happiness levels across various age groups and challenges the portrayal of later stages of life as being unhappy. Collaboratively conducted by Gallup, the Oxford Well-Being Research Center, the UN Sustainable Development Solutions Network, and the World Happiness Report's editorial board, the report provides a nuanced understanding of global happiness trends. Contrary to conventional wisdom, it reveals a changing landscape of happiness across different life stages, offering insights into the evolving nature of human well-being. You can download the report with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were, "The latest options craze resembles past manias. That's not a good thing," from Barron's. "Beneficial margin treatment for cash-settled index options," from CBOE. And "Options market still searching for cause of the VIX plunge," from Risk.net. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with the link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a sponsored content entry from our friends at FTSE Russell. "Webinar with Grayscale, Bitcoin, the foundation of cryptocurrency sector. Register today. You are cordially invited to an exclusive webinar where we will analyze the position of Bitcoin within the cryptocurrency sector. Join us as we explore why Bitcoin has become the foundation of the sector, a peerless force with its unmatched resilience, adoption, and innovation. In this webinar, you'll have the opportunity to deep dive into the FTSE Grayscale Currencies Crypto Sector Index, learn about the investment case for the currency sector, explore avenues for growth in the sector, Bitcoin-based, Bitcoin-adjacent, and other, understand how crypto sectors can be used as management tool to assess risk, and for more information to register, please visit a link in today's newsletter." And then here's a video from John Lothian News. John Lothian News interviews Derivative Path's Matt Patrick on revolutionizing financial markets amidst regulatory changes and technological innovations. John Lothian recently interviewed Matt Patrick of Derivative Path, who discussed his company's foundation and evolution in response to regulations like the Volcker Rule and Dodd-Frank. Originating from a team with roots at Wells Fargo, Derivative Path has developed into a cloud-based platform that simplifies interest rate hedging, foreign exchange, and commodities trading for financial institutions, especially those with assets under $100 billion. The platform's trade blotter integrates various market operations, enhancing visibility for both firms and their clients. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. And then here's an entry from Derek Hayworth of Born Tech. "Three takeaways from FIA Boca 2024. The challenges of growth and need for resilience are top concerns." 1,200 attendees, 20 countries represented, and 3 days of meetings. That sums up FIA Boca by the numbers. But what were the big topics of discussion and emerging trends that are shaping the industry? The Born Tech team has a few ideas to share from the conversations we had with customers and prospects at the future trading industry's biggest event of the year. My comment: suns, smiles, and swag, the three S's. Here's a press release from the U.S. Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve issues FOMC statement. "Recent indicators suggest that economic activity has been expanding at a solid pace. Job gains have remained strong and the unemployment rate has remained low. Inflation has eased over the past year but remains elevated. The committee seeks to achieve maximum employment and inflation at the rate of 2% over the longer run. The committee judges that the risks to achieving its employment and inflation goals are moving into better balance. The economic outlook is uncertain and the committee remains highly attentive to inflation risks." My comment: I love doublespeak. Here's another entry. This is a story from the Financial Times. The headline: "The mystery of the Hampstead Mansion and the $1.4 billion Bitcoin haul. What were two Chinese women doing in a rented mansion in London with an astronomical amount of cryptocurrency? Detective Constable Joe Ryan arrived at a red brick manor house in Hampstead, North London, early on the morning of October 31st, 2018. Ryan, a veteran money laundering investigator with the Metropolitan Police, had obtained a warrant to search the property as part of an investigation into the activities of a 36-year-old woman named Jian Wen. A China-born British citizen, Wen, had tried to buy a multi-million pound property using Bitcoin, whose origin she couldn't prove. My comment. Another amazing story in the Bitcoin Crime Chronicles. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top clicked item on Wednesday was Introduction to Large Language Models course from Google's new 10 artificial intelligence courses that John, that's me, mentioned in Hits and Takes. Second was the Google course Introduction to Generative AI. And third was the Google course Create Image Captioning Models. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, Ethereum Foundation gets SEC scrutiny in latest crypto crackdown. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has demanded information from companies about dealings with the Ethereum Foundation as part of a review of aspects of Ether, the world's second biggest cryptocurrency, according to people familiar with the matter. The recent SEC inquiry may represent a significant escalation by Wall Street's main regulator in its multi-year crackdown on the crypto industry. The agency's chair, Gary Gensler, says many digital assets are unregistered securities, subject to SEC rules. He refused to say if Ether is part of that group. Although Gensler has avoided making a declaration about Ether status, he has signaled that a feature of Ethereum software could lead to Ether falling under its jurisdiction. Such a determination would trigger a rash of compliance and investor protection rules, which many in the crypto industry say are ill-suited for digital assets. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, the mutual fund at 100, is it becoming obsolete? They enabled millions to invest in the stock market, but newer, nimbler products are reshaping asset management. 100 years ago, on Thursday, Edward Loeffler, a former door-to-door salesman of pots and pans, revolutionized financial markets. His invention, the open-ended mutual fund, allowed retail customers to buy into a diversified portfolio of stocks to be confident that they would get a fair value when they wanted their money back. Loeffler's innovation gave lower and middle class people an ownership stake in American capitalism. It also spawned financial titans like Fidelity and Vanguard and thousands of smaller competitors that together employ hundreds of thousands of people. And then here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, Fidelity's Abby Johnson tightens grip on far-flung family empire. A decade into her reign, Johnson is reasserting control over the U.S. fund's giant London outpost. Heads are rolling. The news quickly spread through Fidelity in London. Abigail Johnson, heir to the U.S. fund giant founded by her grandfather, was tightening the screws on the family empire. Anxious employees at Fidelity International, a globe-spanning business based in Bermuda and run out of London, began eyeing the door. Soon dozens were getting nudged out. Then the face of the operation, Chief Executive Ann Richards, resigned. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform on which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.